Good afternoon, dear listener. It's James here. This is my fifth attempt to record an audio boo. Technical troubles and simple lack of ability to speak coherently have so far held me up. But I will be undeterred. And the first thing I will do is wish audio boo a happy birthday. Congratulations to Mark and Adam, Jonathan, the rest of the developers who I haven't had contact with, James Quidland, who I think has still some involvement, and Radio Kate, who's their newest recruit. Congratulations and welcome aboard, who will have her feet under the desk as soon as she gets back from watching rockets take off in America. Wow, what a weekend it's been. I've been catching up with all the audio boos that have been going on. Amazing that the weddings have started already. Congratulations to Katie, who will be among our number soon, hopefully. And what a fantastic community it is. And I wanted to say, while we're talking about new audio booers, a big welcome to Smarty999. That's Judy, Smarti999, who joined Audio Boo last week. And her audio boos are a breath of fresh air. That's all I'll say, though I would recommend and endorse her words and things. What else has been going on? I listened to Yardley's Blues as well. I know what you mean about sort of not feeling really up to recording an audio boo, because it's kind of like you've got to set aside the time and you actually want to be able to enthuse about what you want to talk about. And you certainly don't want it to become a whinging session where everything's rubbish in the world. But then again, it could be cathartic. But it's strange, actually. It's very strange that Jana and Beth have interesting things in common, because Beth works at a preschool as well. They haven't had an Ofsted recently. But Eleanor's school has. And hey you, the Ofsteady school crew, don't shut down my school if you know just what to do. See, that's how the 1980s rap went. I digress. And you both like CSI. Maybe you're watching the same episode on Fiverr or more Four or whatever. I don't do television, can you tell? Congratulations to Northern Bloke Andy on the mortgage as well, with the dear old post office. Now, I don't know much about the post office, except for the fact that, hooray, they still haven't been privatised. And how they differ from the Royal Mail is something that still eludes me. I'm sure Wikipedia will help me out on that one. Oh, yes, and one more thing about... I should have mentioned this when I mentioned Adam, because Adam from Audio Boo did an hour in his life. It was really interesting to hear sort of little snippets, because he obviously works later, because I think the last one was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Works and lives later than us mere mortals. But Simon's was fantastic as well, though I can see the restrictions of having to work within 5 minutes, what with 5 minutes being 300 seconds. And if you're awake for, say, 15 hours of the day, that's 20 seconds for every hour. You can't really fit a detailed description of what you're doing in 20 seconds. So if you run, there's no doubt that you're going to run out of time sooner or later. But it was fantastic to hear the sort of details. I'm going to try that later on in the week. But I think I'm going to have to set alarms, because otherwise I will forget. And it will just turn out to be 20 seconds of me going, it's 8 o'clock, I'm at work, or half past six or something. I think on the half hour is the trick of how to do it. But don't quote me on that. How long have we had? 3.5 minutes. So just enough time for me to tell you about my weekend, which was fantastic. On Saturday, we drove over to Excel, which is only an hour away, but it goes through some very strange and dingy-looking roads sort of northeast of London. We saw the Millennium Dome. We went past Pontoon Dock, which is a DLR station after which one of my Twitter contacts was named, and it's sort of only to put two and two together recently. And it was the Big Bang Science Fair, which is just the most amazing event. I think it's quite low-key, but in some respects that's a good thing, because if more people heard about it, it would have been absolutely rammed. But it's a not-for-profit organisation, and the likes of Shell and Google and IBM and Lego and Wellcome Trust and, you know, and smaller schools had stalls there as well. And it was just the most amazing, involving... It was like the Science Museum, except... with real scientists there, and you could tell that they, and of course Science Museum actually had representation there as well, you could tell they really loved their jobs, and that is so inspiring. I've done a video of it. You look on my Twitter feed, I might just stick it in the comment field here, of the children reporting back on how the fun they had. The next one next year is in Birmingham, and maybe, you know, if you've got children of an old enough age, maybe we can all meet up there, because it's a fantastic event. I really would recommend it. Sunday was a nice relaxing day, we had friends around, and went to Pizza Hut, and today is Monday, and I've got a list of things to do as long as my arm. So I suppose I better get on with them. Thanks for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.